So if we're ready to go, Michelle McComsey, you're up first.
Okay. I live in the city of Champions in a great neighborhood with wonderful neighbors. I started a small business in my home, and I invested a lot into our home. A neighbor started spraying Roundup and 2,4-D repeatedly for 9 years now. This is a picture of his backyard where he sprays Roundup all over. Nothing has grown there for many years now. We cannot grow a garden. Many plants have been destroyed, and it is always a concern for us to be in the yard now. We wanted a dog, but we decided it would not be safe with his spraying.
Just back up.
Sorry. I'm a little nervous. So we tried diplomacy and city mediation. Nausea, diarrhea, rashes, headaches, dizziness, and coughing are all symptoms of herbicide poisoning, with which my daughter and I are now familiar. My daughter now uses an inhaler for sports. This neighbor has a daughter, too, who is being exposed to this, and I hear him coughing, although I never see him smoking. We have discussed the situation with Alberta Health, Alberta Environment, and the city police. They are all sympathetic, but they say there is no bylaw. I fear for what will happen next spring. Without a bylaw, I have no protection against this. Surveys say most homeowners misuse pesticides. And this is, This is him spraying. I can't seem to go to the next slide. Okay, so this is his front yard where he sprays in his flower beds. And okay, that's him spraying. And this is just one of the plants of many in my yard which have not gone back. There are hundreds of peer-reviewed studies on glyphosate alone. And talking to other people, I realize that many people suffer unnecessarily. I have no doubt that children are in cancer wards, or are they having difficulty breathing or mourning perhaps the loss of a pet, and much worse. This is heartbreaking. I cannot sell my home to someone knowing this problem exists. How would you justify selling your home if a pregnant woman came to your door? Would you say that everything is fine? How can this be acceptable? Roundup is used to kill everything. Landscaping fabric would be cheaper and less work. Vinegar would work. Mulch would work. Even boiling water. There are many options. 2,4-D was one pesticide that was named in a lawsuit with the federal government recently. Denmark, Norway, and Sweden have banned it. Since then, studies show how non-Hodgkin's lymphoma has decreased there. Meanwhile, this illness continues to rise in Canada. I really do wish that spraying herbicides was a simple solution, but it's not. It's not because it causes untold suffering and will continue to do so until we make changes. In talking to someone who runs an organic lawn care business, I realize this is primary an attitude that we have to use chemicals to deal with the issue of weeds. They tell me the cost of their approach the first year is slightly higher, with subsequent years bringing a savings. We are really still talking about weeds and the real and present risk to health and the environment. The Canadian Cancer Society says 46% of all men and 41% of all women will develop cancer in their lifetimes. This is about the lawsuit last fall. This is in spite of the fact that smoking rates in Alberta have declined by 9% in the last decade. It is now considered that 9 of 10 cancers are caused by environmental toxins. Presently, there is no one in my family who has suffered from cancer. Should my daughter or I develop this illness, I would be certain of the cause. I do not smoke or allow smoking in my home. This is only one of many illnesses linked to these poisons. Independent studies published worldwide consistently say that these poisons are much more toxic and mobile than the industry tells us. The industry that sells the product funds the studies that Health Canada uses. It's a conflict of interest to rely on the industry to prove that their products are safe. There have been lawsuits in other countries in regards to unreliable information on glyphosate. I believe it is time to make the changes to protect the health of our families. Please create a bylaw to control the non-essential use of pesticides. The cost is too high not to make these changes. Please ask me questions. I have 1 minute?
No, you're done.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sure there'll be questions.